Hello, I'm Astrid Zeman, and I'm from Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia. I'm in the Department of Cognitive Science in the third year of my PhD. The title of my thesis is Computer Models of Human Visual Object Perception, and the identity of the speaker in this clip is me, Astrid Zeman. Human beings such as you and I have excellent visual object recognition. If I was to take a tennis ball and rotate it, occlude it, or deform it, you would still recognize it as a tennis ball. Now, this may seem like a really simple thing to do, but for a computer or a robot, recognizing objects can be extremely difficult. The smallest changes in lighting or in the shape of an object can render it totally unrecognizable. So in the last 50 years, researchers have developed computer models that try to replicate how our brains process visual information. These artificial models mimic neural processing of the visual system in order to recognize objects quickly and accurately. So we know that our vision is pretty amazing and that there are now computers out there trying to copy us. However, we can still sometimes make visual errors or mistakes, which is what happens when we see visual illusions. If we have these artificial systems that imitate biological vision, is it possible for computer models to also see illusions? Can a robot perceive an illusion? This is the main question I'm addressing in my thesis. By modeling illusions in a computer, we can separate out neural computation from the images we are exposed to. Computer models allow us to do all sorts of experiments that we can't do with humans, such as lesioning parts of an artificial brain. A big question hangs over what really happens when we experience an illusion. Is our misperception due to the misapplication of rules in our brain, or is it caused by our environment and the images we learn from during our lifetime? By looking at illusions biologically, psychologically, and artificially, I hope to uncover the process in how our brains fill the gap between pixels and perception. As a final note, I'd like to credit my supervisors, Dr. Kevin Brooks, who is in the psychology department at Macquarie University, and Dr. Oliver Orbst, who is in the ICT Centre at the CSIRO. And of course, I would like to thank my funding sources, the Australian Federal Government, for providing me with an APA, and CSIRO for providing a top-up scholarship. Okay, bye.